Finally today, we meet a family of musicians who sing Sufi music as a form of worship. Sufism is a mystical sect of Islam. The music, known as Qawwali, originated in Persia and fused with Indian musical styles in the 13th century. From Delhi, India, Sonia Narang reports on how the Nizami family is keeping the tradition going.
Throngs of visitors and pilgrims gather for prayers in the marble courtyard of the shrine of Hazrat Nizamuddin, a Sufi saint. But few realize that an extended family of musicians called the Nizami Bandhu live right inside the grounds of the 7-century-old sacred shrine. That's 48-year-old Chand Nizami. He's the leader of the Qawwali musicians. The word Qawwali comes from the Arabic word call, meaning poems that are full of praises to God. Nizami says tears often come to his eyes as he sings.
We get a strong feeling in our heart and soul. We sing the name of God and Sufi saints, and by singing their name, we feel at peace.
Every week on Thursday evenings, the Nizamuddin Shrine is packed with people of all religions. They sit cross-legged on the floor, knee to knee, and listen to Qawwali music for hours into the night. The 12 members of the Nizami Bandhu, all men, sit in two rows facing the tomb of the saint, Hazrat Nizamuddin. The lead singers play the harmonium, a hand-pumped keyboard. The others clap their hands or beat traditional drums.
There's a big difference between performing on the stage and performing inside a sacred shrine. When your guru or saint is in front of you and you're singing face to face with God, it's an entirely different atmosphere.
Nizami's nephew, 28-year-old Sohrab Nizami, grew up in the midst of the spiritual shrine, listening to the music.
Our uncle, father, and grandfather used to take us to see these Qawwali music programs. When they would rehearse, we would also sit with them. We enjoy following in their footsteps and learning from them.
Now, his brother Shadab brings his 5-year-old son to rehearsals.
This Qawwali music is a family legacy that's within our blood. We'd like to carry forward and continue this tradition of Qawwali for many generations by teaching our children.
In the busy Muslim neighborhood around the shrine, passers-by can often hear the group CDs playing in street stalls. But it was the family's cameo appearance in the recent Bollywood film Rockstar, filmed at the Nizamuddin Shrine, that's bringing them greater fame in Delhi. Today, the Nizami Bandhu are performing inside a school auditorium in Delhi. 11th grader Shreya Sharma says the Qawwali music speaks directly to her.
It's what makes it special is the way it appeals to the masses, the way it is energizing, and the way it is compelling. It's like an escalator to heaven.
The music appeals to people from different traditions, including Muslims and Hindus. Sohrab Nizami says the family also wants to continue reaching out to audiences of all ages.
This is a gift from God, so that's why we want to continue this. We don't want to lose this treasure.
The family is bringing the music to Western audiences. They're performing in California this fall. For the world, I'm Sonia Narang, Delhi.
Video of the harmonium in action and the Nizami family performing at the famous Sufi shrine in Delhi. That's all at theworld.org. And that's our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Clark Boyd. Thanks for being with us.